That was William Vitalis with his wonderful song, Open My Heart to the World. My name is Elizabeth Joyce, and this program is called Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open and grow towards a universal, united, loving, kind, forgiving planet. We are entering into a new decade, the terrible 20s. Some of us think that we're living in a difficult time, and some of us think that we're living in an easy time. We are living in a place where light is coming forth. It's a new light. It's called the double helix, and it streams to us from the center of the galaxy. At times on Let's Find Out, I offer a teaching program. I teach subjects that are hopefully on a higher level, for we live on a time when darkness is coming forth. And we live in a time when learning is cherished, but we also live in a time when ignorance is cherished. What's going on, we say. A lot of our beliefs, a lot of our precious thoughts, a lot of our training has been thrown out the window. And new ideas are coming forth. And our training is laughed at. And we are told we're old fogies. And we wonder, what in the world is happening? There is a battle going on between technology and the human mind, and I'm concerned that the human mind is losing this battle at this time. But it will always win out. The heart will always be there. Integrity, thoughtfulness, kindness, love, and mercy will always be available to us. Change is upon us. The times are changing, and it's time to change. Instead of asking for an easy life, we can argue that it is time to do the hard things in life. And as we go into the 2020s, I'm sure that will be upon many of us. The greatest efforts in human history have been made through hard times. Meanwhile, many of the worst things in our human history are people seeking to have easy lives at the expense of others. Look at the human trafficking. Look at the crime that is happening every day. If we look at history, we will see that our greatest accomplishments and the greatest changes in human life have come through very difficult choices. It's never easy. It's not a punishment to have to do hard things. It's a challenge. Can you figure this out? Can you bring something new into your world? And how are you going to do that? Will you do that through meditation? Will you do that with connecting to the higher forces? Will you do that with using this beautiful energy, the double helix that's coming in from the center of the galaxy? Why is this energy coming forth? And why was it predicted for years and eons before this opening occurred? Not to keep the old. Not to keep the older ways of life where people were looked down upon, used, punished, put in slavery, but to create new and challenging and uplifting and higher ways of living. Why don't you try this? Try setting your life goal on something that's hard to do. Even if it takes a while, go for it. Do something for others and don't do something just for yourself, because helping only yourself is easy. It's called self-centeredness. But look for something very worthwhile, not to make your own life easy, but also to help others. Let's Find Out has found that the only thing stopping one from accomplishing is not doing it. The only thing stopping kindness is not doing it. The only thing stopping being patient with another is not doing it. The only thing stopping forgiveness is not doing it. The only thing stopping mercy is not doing it. And the only thing stopping your learning and growing is not doing it. And the only thing stopping love one another as I love you is not doing it. Doing a hard and difficult task has brought us here today to the program of Let's Find Out. Doing the difficult task has already brought us to what we've accomplished up till now. Well, was doing that hard worthwhile? Was it worthwhile to do what you did to get where you are today? It's often the very worthwhile thing to do and can bring in the greatest riches into all of our lives. Finally, we have another challenge, and we have a prayer beyond prayer. What we present to the world and what we present to us is love. We are here to love and to serve. As we bring people into our lives, if we realize that we brought them into our lives through our subconscious energy, then we know that everyone in our life, whether they're angry or not angry, came through us and came to us through karma, through the rule of what you put out, you get back. Sometimes we have unpleasant experiences, and that comes from our fear, as we are being taught how to overcome fear. And sometimes we have wonderful experiences, and that comes from our love. Do something difficult. Don't say you're not strong enough. Don't say you can't do it. Say, I can do it, and I will do it, and it is so. I can do it. I will do it, and it is so. Because I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome to Let's Find Out. And now it's time for tonight's program on bbsradio.com. So, let's find out.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and my goodness gracious, we're already in November. I cannot believe this year zoomed by so fast. Not only are we in November, but we're into a very nice pre-holiday Mercury retrograde. And that is going to continue until just before Thanksgiving. So you need to be very careful about making your plans, making reservations, lost luggage, misplacing keys or papers or whatever, because that's a little trickster Mercury. You remember the saying, whatever you want not to happen will always happen at the least possible moment expected. So, happy November, everybody. I hope you enjoyed Halloween. We certainly did up here in the north. And we are having a show that we're going to be talking about looking forward to the good times that are going to come from the difficult times of the terrible 20s. I'm sorry that I have to say that, but that's been the title for this next 10 years. So we'll all have to get through it and see what's coming. I am accepting calls, and our first caller tonight is Ramona from New York State. And she's October 18th, Ramona, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, good.
I met you at Alma. You know Alma?
Of course. I've been with Alma 30 years plus.
Right.
What can I do for you? What's your question tonight on Let's Find Out?
I guess on my love life.
Well, that's not direct enough. Can you ask me a direct question, please?
Oh, my God. What do you
I want a specific question because otherwise it'll take hours. We have about 2 minutes.
Okay. Anything. Just pick anything. It doesn't really matter. In terms of soulmate.
I didn't understand your word.
My soulmate.
Okay. First of all, this show is about answering questions that are very direct. And what you're asking for is a reading. And I don't give readings on the air. But I will answer a question, and as you said about your soulmate, you know, Alma teaches that you're your own soulmate, and that the love of your life will always appear when it's the right time through the course of living your life. You don't have to go out hunting. And when you do go out hunting, you really ruin the energy. It becomes defiled because you already know who you're going to mate with before you're born. So what I would do is I would say a mantra of, I welcome my new partner. I'm glad he's come into my life to share and balance with me, and that he has brought me three things, honesty, trust, and caring. Thank you for calling, Ramona.
Thank you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and again, we're talking about what's coming in We're going to usher in the changes, and we're going to ride the wave to the future. And it may be a bumpy ride, but we're all in it together. I have Sherry on the phone from Pennsylvania, and her birthday is November 18th. Is that correct, Sherry?
November 8th.
November 8th. Well, almost happy birthday. It's Friday.
Thank
what can
you.
I do
yeah,
for you?
My question is concerning my two teenage boys. Are they going to survive the trying times that we're going through right now?
You're asking about your children?
Yes.
One or three? Why do I think three?
Two.
There's two. Okay.
Two.
First name of the first one. Birthday.
Ryan, and he's November 17th of 98.
Okay, so Ryan, we'll take Ryan first, is brilliant. He is super sharp. He can get anything that he wants in life. He has a good life plan, except that he has to follow natural law. He must follow the rules, because the minute that he thinks he's too big for his britches, or the minute that he thinks that he's the most important person on earth, he'll get slammed by the universe. Is he a junior?
No, he's 20.
He's 20. He's out of school.
Yeah, he's out of school.
And what is he doing for work?
Nothing right now.
Okay, so you're letting him get by. You are his enabler. That has to stop. And I think that we can have more of a discussion about this offline.
Okay.
Because Scorpios will do anything they can to get what they want. And if it's inaction, there's always a reason. And who's the other boy?
Kevin, and he's July 31st of 2001.
Did you say July 30th?
31st.
Okay, he's a Leo. And is he still in school?
Yes.
Okay, so what grade
college,
is he in?
College.
He's in college. What year?
First year.
He's a freshman. How's he doing? Well?
Okay.
Just okay? You don't sound thrilled.
Yeah.
Is he in a community school or a large college?
Community.
And his future, he hasn't decided yet?
Undecided.
Okay, that's normal for the first 2 years of college. I didn't know if you knew that. But it's very good for them to take their basics. And through that experience and the sharing with the other people, he will begin to find his future. Do you know what he's good at?
Baseball.
Baseball, well, that could possibly be. He is a Leo. He could get out front if that's what he wanted. But I want to tell you that I do offer, and I'm offering this for the Christmas special this year, is writing out the children's karma. So if you want to know what they've done in their past life, what they're good at, and what their adaptability is, then you can order that karma report. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. I love doing karma reports because I tune into the past lives and then I tell you the pattern of this lifetime from the chart. And it's written out. It's sent to you by email. But I think that would be very helpful to him. I do see a change coming for him, and I feel that it's very positive. Does he know somebody named Hank or Henry?
Not that I know of.
Okay, so maybe I'd have to give him a reading, but I do feel that there's some good news coming about his future maybe in the next 45 days, before March. So look for those changes. Okay, thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're talking about what happens. Jacqueline. Hello, Jacqueline. How are you? Are you there? Okay. So, now, when we prepare for what might come, we might find out that over these next few months, we're going to be staying home for longer lengths of time. So you might want to get supplies in that's going to help you in case you can't leave your area. And that can be because of weather. there's going to be a lot of disruptions of many kinds that are going to continue through next year. And, of course, there's always disruptions going on. And a lot of them have been long expected and talked about for a long time. However, when they do happen in your area, they always bring an element of surprise. And it's good to be prepared. This is not a good time to travel great distances, but short trips from home should be okay. Keep an eye on the sky, as they say, and watch for unusual happenings. And the unusual happenings are going to be clouds or lightning or unexpected hail or all the different things that you hear happening across the country with the weather. And this is the very prominent because this hasn't happened in something like 36,000 years. We have an alignment of Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto in Capricorn. And they come together mid-January of this year. And it always brings a change in world leadership as well as disruptive weather. So I just wanted to let you know. And from time to time, somebody will say to me, what's happening? I'm not expecting this. There's been so much change. And sometimes you're being asked to do what you have done before, and sometimes you don't have problems with people and things are going well. But I do see everybody lovingly helping others in their neighborhood and going together with whatever these turbulent times could be. We're also having very good times because this is the time to start visualizing your future. We just went through Halloween, and we are at a point where it is a very narrow veil between the other worlds and this world. So if you sit and meditate and get yourself into a deep state of meditation, it's very possible for you to visualize and create that which you want in the future. And every time something happens to you through another person, start asking yourself, how did I bring this to myself? What is this lesson about? Instead of going into the emotions of upset and disharmony, try to find out within you why this is happening to you and what's really going on. It is enlightening. It brings in spiritual grace, and it helps you control your emotions so that you can stay centered, safe, and secure, which is important. So we're going to ride the wave of the future right into the 2020s. And you're really a healer setting forth. You're trying to make unexpected and staying centered and focused when you are out and about. Many people will pass you and speak to you who are in need. And they're in need of all types of healing that you have to give, whether it's counseling, whether it's just listening to you, whether it's helping and supporting you, or just being your friend, being there. Some people are going to need you to prepare a meal, and some people you'll choose to pass by and say, I'm sorry, I can't be of help to you. Whatever your heart dictates, we're all going to start learning to come from the heart. And that is very, very, very important. And then you have to mind your manners. And that means that you can't lose your focus, that you need to know that you are here, not to lose your temper, not to get upset or impatient. Patience is big. Patience is really something that everybody has to work on. And we do hope that you can hold your own with your patience. And humor is such a lovely thing. Humor is, we all need to have humor, and we can laugh at ourselves and we can laugh at what's going on, knowing that we're safe, knowing that we're watched over, we're always watched over. And that's so important to remember. We're always watched over. We always have our angels and guides. And, you know, that's a good tip, because I'm going to tell you that a lot of people are not aware of that. They aren't aware that we're watched over. They aren't aware that they have any company. And they aren't aware that their thoughts and their desires are being listened to and can be answered. So there you go. And a good mantra is, Thank you, Spirit, for bringing me this day. Thank you, Spirit, for supporting me and giving me the love energy that I feel. And could you please let me carry that throughout the day and share it with everyone that I meet? And when you have that kind of a feeling, what it does is it brings you smiles, it brings you joy, it brings other people sharing with you and showing you that they're happy that you're there for them and they can feel the love just emanating out from you. And that's pretty neat. Barbara from Canada. How are you, Barbara? Are you calling me again? How are you doing?
Yes, not bad, Elizabeth.
Okay, what can I do for you?
My grandson is allergic to cats. I'm wondering if I should be the one to offer a home to the two cats that they have in their house.
What do you feel about that?
I think it would be a lot better for my grandson, and I'm okay.
Then do it, but that's going to do two things. That's going to stop him from being able to come to your house, and and you might flare up with something. I just want you to be aware.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a son who lives in China, and he's desperately allergic to cats, and I won't own a cat because of that.
Yeah, so you're right. It's not a good situation. No, they don't come as it is, and that would be like kind of kicking myself in the gut, you know.
It would be. Yeah. So I think that you really need to rethink that. And just visualize the cats finding a lovely home. Call somebody that's a cat person. I'm sure they have lists of them and animal shelters or animal friendships where they won't be in danger of their life, but you want them replaced. You could also go down to the pet shop and ask them if you could post a sign about cats, you know, needing a home.
That's a great idea. I have been praying about that because you have to take
an action. Praying is good, but you need to take an action. What praying does, what visualization does, is it sets the backstage. I'm writing a book about this. It sets the stage so that when you're ready to take the action of going down to the store and saying, "Can I please put up a sign for a cat?" then it'll happen faster because you've already put the energy out. So that hits the other people that might want to help. And you will find the help. Okay, Barbara?
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and tonight on Let's Find Out, we're answering questions, and we're looking forward to the good times ahead that are coming after we go through some difficult times. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of November 4th through November 10th, 2019. An Aquarian moon on Monday is excellent for meeting with friends and opening to new ideas for the greater good. Late Monday and early Tuesday, Mars is square to Pluto, which is a rude planetary combination. Election Day could be tricky with this difficult square dominating the skies. However, you can rely on the Sun and Mercury, who are standing in the wings offering help. The results of the voting at the polls could become a battleground. Expect difficult confrontation and power struggles. Watch for breaking news all week as to how this conflict plays out and affects the elections this year. Avoid forcing issues and give angry people a wide berth. This squaring energy is a warning to stay away from trouble spots and to avoid any heated confrontations. The positive side is to take action to transform your life and let something go. It's stuff, people, or attitudes and behaviors. The rest of this week flows easily, so you can get in the groove and just keep going. Friday and Saturday have pleasant social planetary combinations, and the moon will be in Aries, which will help you get moving in a physical way. The sun trines Neptune on Friday, November 8th, activating your imagination and creativity. This aspect is tempered by a call for law and order, because the sun makes a sextile to rule-loving Saturn that same day. This is the last Saturn-Neptune sextile of 2019, which brings in the potential for material and spiritual worlds to unite. This energy is empowering to Monday's 11-11, because the next time these two planets meet up at this angle again will be 2031. Finally, this aspect could bring warnings of large-scale weather disasters and disturbance to your travel plans. When you add Mercury retrograde to the mix, expect delays as well. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon. And you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com. or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we have a new service for the holidays for you.
Few people know who they really are. They're always asking, what is my life purpose? Why am I here? What am I supposed to do? The extraordinary secrets are held within your astrological chart as well as your birth date. I have been writing karma reports for years, and I am developing a way for you to tune in now to who you are, understand your past lives, and combine that with your present circumstances to enhance your life, to identify your special qualities, to become aware of your relationships and improve your love life and increase your understanding of others, as well as to find your good years for money, career, and new opportunities. This is a serious inquiry, and it's simple. It guides you to seek and know more about yourself, your loved ones, and what you can do to gain power to enhance your future. By your past life achievements, you are now in a position to tap into the type of knowledge with the conscious mind, and also use your psychic energies to get to higher levels. The doors have opened for you to choose to walk through and discover for yourself what is on the other side. You have had lifetimes and developed special skills for your soul to enhance and use in this lifetime. With your mutual blessings from your blessed higher self, God, and the angels, you can begin to develop that which you are attuned to, that which you have used in past lives in order to go forward in this time and bring yourself success, prosperity, and abundance. For the holidays, I have lessened the price of the Karma Report. So just go to my website, new-visions.com, and click on Karma Reports, or you can call me at my 24-hour answering service and place your order. I'm at 201-934-8986, and will confirm your order by email before I begin. Find out about who you are, and thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect gift for any birthday, holiday, or special day. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice
Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com.
Station 1.
If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night
at 10 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial
888-627-6008.
Again, that's
888-627-6008.
In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. You were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
was the wonderful Karen Carpenter singing Close to You. I love that song. I always dedicate that song to two people, Max and Spirit. And when you feel that song and you think about wanting to be close to the energies that can bring you so high and bring you success and harmony and abundance, then you really want to feel close. Close to you, close to me, close to everyone. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Excuse me for my reverie, but I do feel good tonight. And we're taking calls tonight about the light and the dark of it all and how we're getting ready for 2020. And I do have Anne from New York on the line. Hello, Anne. What can I do for you?
Well, can I have a work-related question?
Sure.
Okay. I've been doing this tutoring for this family and for a while, and they haven't needed me as much recently, and I'm wondering if you can see if that's going to pick up in the future, that they'll start using me again more.
No, I don't think it is, and I think it's a signal for you to say hello, goodbye, this was wonderful, and move on. You're being encouraged to get out there and get your name out there to help other people as well. And you've been very helpful to this family, but I do think mm-hmm. that there's changes coming to them as well as for you. And your new wonderful job is just around the corner.
It may be in something else.
It may be. Whatever you think you'd like to do to make a change. You have been a little stagnant, Anne. You've been stagnant and you felt stuck for a while now. So just know that we're in this powerful energy and your wish is coming true. You are making a change. However, you've got to put the word out that you are making a change. Don't be afraid to do that. You don't have to say anything to the family, but it's time now to start taking interviews.
Do you think that I could ask them for a referral?
Ask them for a referral? Of course, when you have a job offer, not now.
All right.
When you have the job offer, ask them for a referral.
Okay?
Good luck to you. It's going to get better. Give yourself some time. After the 20th of November, you'll see things pick up. And by the middle of December, you should be very happy with your circumstances.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. Again, we have another caller. And she's from Kansas. Her name is Diana, and her birthday is July 15th. Are you there, Diana?
Yes, I am.
How are you tonight?
Hi, Lisa.
Thanks for calling.
I'm
Let's
good,
find
thanks.
Out. What can I do for you?
I'd just like to know the relationship between my mom and I. What's the meaning?
Well, the relationship between your mother and you is always karmic. Always karmic, and there's always a reason that she's your mother because you picked her before you were born. I'd like you to sit down and write five things that disturb you about your mother, and then look at yourself and ask yourself how you can heal those five things. The first question to ask yourself when it's a relationship with a parent is, how can I love it? How can I understand it, and how can I love it? When you say a sentence like, it makes me feel, it doesn't make you feel. You feel the way you feel because of your thought process, and you can bring that up to a higher level. What is the main concern with your mother?
Oh, she has a really strong energy, and I keep taking it on, and I don't want to.
Well, you don't have to take it on. You can take a strong energy, and you can use it for the good. Do you mean anger energy?
I think so, because I want to rebel.
You want to rebel. Okay, so that's control energy. Give me an example. Can you?
Well, she's very controlling, so I fight that. And
okay, the way to fight controlling is to ignore it. The way to fight controlling is to say, thank you, Mother, I see you feel that way, and then go on about your business.
Right.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for trusting me enough to share those thoughts with me. That's a loving response. You're not taking it on. You're honoring her for what her thoughts are and for her telling you. But you don't have to take it on. And you don't have to get mad that she's not giving you approval. She doesn't know how to give approval. She never had approval. And she only knows how to tell you what to do because she's your mother. That makes her your boss. That's third dimensional reality. The way to break through that is with loving responses. Love her to death, and it will die. The energy will die. If you don't think you have to do it, if you just see her as an old woman getting older, looking for power, knowing that she's losing her power, and love her in her fear, you're going to be the winner.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I just fight it.
Well, fighting it doesn't do anybody any good. Fighting it only stirs it up and makes it stronger.
Right.
Why don't you just... Yeah. Let me tell you an old Buddha story. So Buddha says there are two trees. We have an oak tree and we have a bamboo tree. Now, the oak tree is taller, fatter, stronger, sturdier than a bamboo tree. But what happens when a storm comes? The oak tree stands strong and fights the storm and gets snapped in two. What does the bamboo do? It bends over and lets it all pass by and then snaps up, comes back up and continues living. Be the bamboo.
Okay.
In one ear and out the other. And then maybe you need a counselor to talk to about the feelings that do come up. And once they come up, they can be healed. You can't heal anything that you can't see. So if you needed some spiritual counseling, you can let me know offline. Also, it would be a good idea for you to get one of my favorite books that I wrote. It's called Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul. It would be tremendously helpful to you, especially Chapter 1.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
I'll check it out. Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and my goodness, the time has gone so quickly. Even though we set our clocks back and got an extra hour of sleep last night, the time has just flown by, and it's time for us to go into our meditation and our wonderful music from Richard Shulman. Next week, I'm on with Frank St. James, and we're going to have a good old time answering your questions, and he is always a pleasure to have on the show. So we'll be looking forward to hearing from everybody then. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for listening and good night.
Water, it's known by many names. The Moslem call it God, the Hindu call it Pani, the Christian call it water. But to the cloud, it's all the same. In all the world, nothing soothes the pain like water, dear sister, water. If I could wash away the world, if wash away the words. If I could wash away the wars over the words. If I could fill the rivers up, because we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey. Oh, God.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our closing meditation.
Developing your ascension body in 2019 and the upcoming 2020s.
With so many teachers and paths out there, it's rare to come across a spiritual teaching that feels genuinely new and significant enough to concentrate and focus on. There has been discovered a radical new approach to spiritual life that is sending shockwaves through the contemporary spiritual world. If we want to evolve spiritually, we don't need to get rid of our ego or even to overcome it. We simply need to learn how to access the part of us that is already beyond the ego, the depth of the heart and the depth of the soul. Instead of spending a lifetime making slow and steady progress in our spiritual path, we can take a radical quantum leap into a completely different experience of being alive. So get ready, take 3 deep breaths, make sure your spine is straight, sitting in an upright chair with both feet flat on the floor, legs uncrossed, or you can sit in the lotus position. Close your eyes and listen as I ask these questions. Is there a heaven and a hell? Most of the world religions believe in some kind of heaven or hell. Christians and Muslims especially affirm such a belief. On the other hand, there is a growing number of people who are spiritually inclined to reject this notion. Many say they could not be a hell because of a loving God would never send his children there. Others trust in the account given by those who have had near-death experiences and who have returned stating that there is no hell, even for the likes of Hitler. They ignore other near-deathers who testify that they actually went to hell and experienced it for a time before returning back to Earth. Almost all believers in an afterlife accept that there is some version of heaven after death, but a lot of them have difficulty in accepting hell. Again, we ask, what is the truth? What is the truth of the matter with this question? Is there a hell or not? Well, the answer is yes. There definitely is a hell. And of course, we create it for ourselves. I'll prove it to you. Even atheists will have to admit that I'm right on this one. We all know there's a hell because we have seen it and experienced it. And I'm not talking about the unlucky few, but all of us. We have been through hell at one time or another right here in this mortal life. Some through much more than others. Here are an example of hellish experiences of ordinary folk that we know, our neighbors, our loved ones, our relatives. Number one, death of a loved one. Number two, a lost love or divorce. Number three, dealing with a sick, distraught, or out of control child. Number four, an unhappy marriage. Number five, a tremendous loss of some kind, like the death of a child, or perhaps a sudden loss of your parents. Number six, great physical pain and discomfort. Number seven, jail time. And number eight, failure to reach your dreams. All of these things are common happenings that most of us experience to some degree. But then there are other unfortunate people who are in a more permanent hell. Take someone who was in a serious car accident and becomes paraplegic. Which one of us are healthy and strong enough that would not admit that they would be in hell if they traded places with such a person? What about the person who is diagnosed with a terminal illness? Not only does he have a short time to live, but it will also be physically draining and emotionally painful to the end. Is that not hell? Something we wish we could avoid? Then there's the hell experience of many millions on this planet who have little or no freedom, or perhaps little or no food. The inhabitants of the North Korea area is a prime example. These people have to pretend to adore their leader and follow all that he says, or they will suffer prison or death. Many of them live on starvation diets, even resorting to eating tree trunk bark to survive. Which one of us would not consider ourselves living in hell if we had to trade places with some of these unfortunate souls? Okay then. We've established there's a hell right here on Earth, and many are experiencing it right now in real time. If there is a hell right here on Earth, then what makes some of us think the next world will only be pure bliss with no negative experiences? Much of the hell we experience on Earth is due to our own perceptions and illusions, bad judgments and attitude. This is what has to change. This is what has to lift off the planet. Does it make sense that just before death, a person would be miserable with the results of his actions, and then the moment after death, he's suddenly happy with himself? Simple logic tells us this is not likely. If we make ourselves happy or miserable in one sphere of activity, then surely we have the power to choose the same mindset in the next. Merely leaving one room and going to another does not eliminate the problems that come from living and moving in this world, or from this world to the next. It's like a changing room. That's why we have morning meditation and nightly review. And that's why we have your soul life review at the end of life before it is determined what pod you go to, so to after our life, so that we can grow and expand closer to the divine source. So, Is there a lake of fire in the next world where the wicked will suffer for eternity? Not likely. Likely we have to live through our judgments and our misconceptions and shift as we witness how our decisions and our thoughts affected others, affected us, and affected the planet. Remember something. Pain and suffering is temporary here, and therefore it is temporary on the other side. The words everlasting and eternal come from the Greek anos, which means related to an age. An age is not eternal, but a period of time with a beginning, a middle, and an end. All punishments, upsets, or disturbances in the next world are self-inflicted. And when we stop the thought process that makes us miserable, the supposed punishment will come to an end. All sincere souls eventually find the heavenly realms and enjoy a period of rest and happiness among the many mansions and dwelling places that Jesus mentioned. Remember, in my house are many mansions. The levels of ascension, as explained in the book Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension. The question we need to ask is this. Are we willing to drop our judgments and act out of love? If we want love so badly, and most of us do, we need to be that love. So as you decide that you choose ascension, begin to develop yourself in 2018. We're coming into a spiritual renaissance, and this is very important. So begin now. And realize that every thought, every action, every feeling, every emotion comes from you. Let go of revenge, let go of getting even, and let go of resentments. Keep your thoughts on the high road and embrace every experience that you go through and share in 2018 with acceptance, part of your destiny, and grace. Thoughts are things. Dwell in that remembrance. Dwell in that knowing. Thoughts are things. So everything that you think, you create. Every person you meet, you have called into your reality for some kind of a lesson or experience. 2017 can be fabulous and unlimited, and you can reach your highest potential. All you have to do is concentrate, tie in with spirit, know that you can radiate the God source through you, and accept that challenge as you ascend and begin to use that energy for the good of all. So take a deep breath. Feel this new energy that's on the planet flowing through your body. Take another deep breath and forgive yourself for everything you've done and everything you haven't done. Because in the moment, you acted the best you could with what you knew at the time. Let it go.
Let everything that went wrong in 2019 go.
And the years before that, let it all go.
And now, let it be known that you were willing to sign up for the coming positive new generation, the 2020s. Even though we hear that they are nicknamed the terrible 20s, you know that you will go through the next few months with positive energy, joy, happiness, forgiveness, abundance, and the ability to manifest that which you desire. It's coming your way. There is luck, joy, and happiness coming your way. So let the past go. Be assured that this new double helix fifth dimension energy will take you where you want to go.
where your thoughts and decisions and actions will take you to the place that you most desire. See your dreams coming true. Know that there are unlimited realities. And also know that you can be in the top part of that. You can be in the light, going higher and higher as you walk your path. So be that. Be love. Respect people for who they are. Allow them to be who they are. And walk your path in love, peace, and harmony. And now sit back, close your eyes, and let yourself float up as Richard Shulman brings you into alignment with this very special toning and music.